And it is. It's like 40 degrees at least. If I turn the fan on, does it pick up on the microphone? I bet it does. No, that's so loud. It's like an aircraft taking off. I can't have that on.
Yeah.
I can't open the window because of the seagulls.
Could you not apply for an EU grant for like a cold making thing?
A cold making thing? An ice machine? A snowman?
No, I was thinking more of a like one of those fans. You know, like,
well, no, I've got a fan. This isn't helping.
Yeah, but I don't mean that. I mean like one of those fans that flamenco dancers use.
Or a hot buff guy with a palm leaf.
Or that. That escalated quickly.
And it did. Why did I think? Why did I go to guy? That's interesting.
I don't know.
I instantly thought you were talking about like a sexy flamenco dancer. I went to like an oily guy waving a palm leaf. Jesus Christ. Yeah, we'll leave that to one side and unpack that later with a therapist, probably. As we go into today's 316 podcast. Oh, hello. It's me, Zekin, and with me, as always, is podcast Jenny. Jenny, how's it going?
It's good, thanks.
Good. I say, as always, it's only your second episode, but welcome back.
It is my second episode.
In my heart, it feels like you've been with us forever, Jen.
Yes, in my head, it feels like I've been here forever.
Thanks to all you guys listening for all the brilliant, welcoming messages you've left in the comments for Jenny. Today's topic, as given to us by Christopher Ford, is... Top 10 actionable strategies for surviving a global assault by a hostile alien species.
Oh, that's got way too many long words in it.
It's probably going to break the website when I use that as a URL title. So, cheers, Chris.
Right. Actionable strategies, you say.
Are we going to need one for when one of their insurgents gets into the White House in November? Trump.
Let's not get political.
Hashtag make America great again. No, what do you reckon?
I think big projectiles which we throw at them.
This is a killer plan. I'm sure everyone at NATO is going to want to listen to what you have to say. Further on this one, Jen, just one small question. Is this before or after you disable the shields? Because I've seen Independence Day.
Oh, right. Well, I haven't, so I don't think it matters. I think we just make them bigger.
Can we drill down on the specifics of what you class a projectile as? Are we talking just rocks out of a trebuchet or nuclear weapons?
I'd say anything we could get hold of. Good opportunity to get some junk off the planet. Just throw the junk.
Forks, garlic bread. We're just standing underneath this massive UFO, just throwing shit into the air.
Yeah, that's an actionable strategy, is it not?
I've got a better one.
All right, then.
It's a two-parter. You're going to love this. This is elegant and succinct, okay?
All right, like you, then. No.
What, elegant and succinct? Yeah, you better believe it, buddy. Step one, podcast Jenny. Step one, submit to your alien overlords. Step two, give them the women and the children.
Is that it?
Yeah. Speaks for itself, doesn't it?
What if they want the men?
Oh, well, just give them the women and the children anyway. I don't know if they want the women and the children. Just give them over and then it'll be more peaceful and the men can get some thinking done.
Don't make me throw a big projectile at you.
The fork. Guys, I don't think we got any closer to nailing this one, so feel free to take a swing at it yourself in the comments below and keep on leaving topic suggestions for myself and podcast Jenny. Any closing thoughts, Jenny?
No. Not now. All my thoughts have closed.
That was it. That's where you're going. Throw projectiles.
Yeah.
I am submit, give over the women. Cheerio, Earthlings.